With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Choir and a congregation celebrating Christ's birth in Bethlehem, even as times are somber and tourists are few. War continues to rage around the Middle East. Also at SRNnews.com, the woman who burned to death last Sunday after being set on fire on a Brooklyn subway train is still a Jane Doe. The victim has not yet been identified because police are struggling to get a fingerprint. Officials say she had no ID and the multiple bags she was carrying on her walker. The Brooklyn Medical Examiner says an autopsy shows the woman died of smoke inhalation and thermal injuries. An illegal Guatemalan immigrant is charged with first-degree murder and arson. Brazilian prosecutors have rescued 163 Chinese nationals working in slavery conditions at a construction site in northeastern Brazil, where Chinese electric vehicle company BYD is building a factory.
Officials released videos of the dorms where the construction workers were staying, which showed beds with no mattresses. At one site, there was only one toilet for every 31 workers. The workers had been hired in China by one of the contractors on site. Officials say the contractor confiscated the workers' passports and held 60% of their wages. Those who quit would be forced to pay for their airfare from China and for the return ticket. BYD is one of the world's largest producers of electric cars. The company says it will immediately terminate the contract with that contractor and is studying other appropriate measures.
This is SRN News. 43 out of 50 isn't bad.
The Thomas More Society reports that nativity scenes are up in the Capitol buildings of 43 states this year. Of course, it wasn't so many years ago that every state capitol had an official nativity scene, and it didn't take a legal organization like Thomas More to make it happen. But times have changed. The Society gets help from the Ministry American Nativity Scene, which actually provides the manger and the figures for each state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time in its 900-year history, girls will form part of the choir performing at the Christmas Day service at London's majestic St. Paul's Cathedral. The first two girls to become full choristers officially joined the previously all-male choir in June. St. Paul's is one of the most important churches in England. It's been the site of numerous state events, including the wedding of Prince Charles, now the King, and the funeral of Winston Churchill. This is SRN News. President Bill Clinton is out of the hospital after being treated for the flu. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Former President Bill Clinton has been discharged from a Washington hospital one day after being admitted with a fever. Clinton's deputy chief of staff says the 78-year-old is being treated for the flu, adding he and his family are deeply grateful for the exceptional care being provided by the team at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. Clinton also sent his warmest wishes for a happy and healthy holiday season to all. Clinton was hospitalized on Monday afternoon for testing and observation. I'm Shelley Adler.
IRS says about a million taxpayers will receive up to a $1,400 rebate soon. Automatic payments are set to go out later in the month. Taxpayers who do not claim the recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns will get them. More details at srnnews.com.